some solid ground. Don't you base your life in fantasy. Nail your feet to solid ground.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Lark in Texas with you this 18th day of February 2012 for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting brings you real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separation of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you, too, are as reliable a news medium in what's still left of America, without a doubt. Because you turn to RBN, we know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Your calls are what make this network unique. RBN is real talk radio that's supported by real producers of first-quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org, is well worth the visit. And if you're from my neck of the woods, and you turn to KHFX 1140 on the AM dial, that's in North Central Texas and points beyond, I'd especially like to hear from you. And folks, we are on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting, also on Twitter, styled RBN Live. Please consider our pledge drive, and then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect on RBN from what's excreted by those jackasses, slicksters, and whores at those controlled, politically correct media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on the brain plasticizers, the big fakers and snake charmers of big media to spoon-feed you your opinions. We live in a time when just gaining attention seems requisite to our survival. But your attention is earned by sheer force of habit or by way of reputation. We will continue following these messages.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Before the break, I mentioned two words. The first, attention. The second, reputation. Why, how, and what you choose, with which and for whom to engage your senses, becomes a part of who you are. And it all comes down to that third word, trust, ladies and gentlemen, because it is trust that is the real currency of any economy, including yours. Therefore, remember the acronym, ART, A-R-T, attention, reputation, trust. The basis for any economy, including yours. From 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, that office number at RBN is 1-800-724-2719. Become a subscriber to the audio archives for just $1.33 a month. And support our advertisers. Become one yourself. And pick you up some RBN and KHFX bumper stickers. About 100 heavy stock, high gloss RBN business cards to pass out to those many naysayers and skeptics. Be they your family members, co-workers, or friends that breathe the same foul air that you breathe. You can donate to our pledge drive electronically at republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send in those contributions to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 1-800-878-7664. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, where you will find this week's program notes entitled Solid Ground and Just an American. Systemic societal malaise, which I've identified is rooted in one of those imponderable isms, in this case communitarianism, can be likened to a fast-growing cancer on our body politic. In more targeted language, it is an ignoble and menacing rot from within of calculating insidious design. All isms now are imperfect schools of thought, which simply means that certain ideas deemed notable, then practicable, within an identifiable body of knowledge, are thought to be worthy of special attention, thus inquiry. These thought forms are born of the popular imagination, and generally still are they esteemed of sufficient value that someone has already determined a way to cash in on such foolishness, which is why certain parties, capital P, are always attracted to anything that herds the masses, whilst making themselves a tidy profit from the ensuing clash of ideas, cultures, or of civilizations. As if moths draw to a flame, bees buzzing their hive, were all but the rot-gut products of the same unnatural conditioning. And so this is called enterprise, what passes for busyness today, ladies and gentlemen. And in a socialist society, you and I are required by what passes for law to voluntarily fund our oppressors. Specifically, I'm referring, at least in this instance, to public-funded education and to property tax on the property never your own. While this forced extraction from your life force, your labor, is routinely stolen from you, so that the next generations of brainwashed idiocrats, bureaucrats, can be funded to bamboozle you, humiliate you, and then punish you some more. From all these ill-gotten gains, you will have paid dearly for your communal duty, disguised as a benefit, disguised as a privilege. Communitarian law posits this: you have no rights that cannot be usurped for the collective benefit of the community. You must not be greedy. And furthermore, you will share all your productive output for the remainder of your miserable life, for so long as you're permitted a breath. But if you go along with the program, you too might benefit. But don't ever think for yourself, because subversive behavior is anathema to the party's line and will not go unnoticed. Remember that other maxim of law? He who seeks the benefit must stand to the burden. Might that be like the burden of a pack animal called an ass? And they are others. But first, let's jump to the phone, grab John in Tennessee. How are you, John?
Hello, Lark.
What's cooking?
Well, it's interesting because the reason that I called, I thought, was completely off topic. But it actually lines up pretty well. You were talking about public education and communitarianism. And I've recently, since I've had grandchildren, started rereading classic literature, like Gulliver's Travels and whatnot. And I'm finding, after having awakened, that these books that we read when we were kids take on a whole different meaning. So
I understand.
I wanted to plead with your audience. Listen, I heard a statistic the other day that something like 3% of the people in this country actually ever pick up a book. So I would beg your audience, now that your eyes are open and your ears are fogged free, pick up the old literature, reread Gulliver's Travels, reread, The Wizard of Oz, reread these different books that when we were in grade school, they were very entertaining. Like, I'm convinced that these books were written by people that knew and maybe were privy and conspiracy actually enacted to give us warning, but we didn't see it. So that
another great book is Pilgrim's Progress, too.
Sure. I mean, Pilgrim's Progress is a beautiful book, and a lot of the terminology used in that book is still used today. There's a magazine named after Vanity Fair, you know? But what you were talking about, when knowledge becomes dangerous, have you ever read Anthem, Ayn Rand?
Yes.
People, please read Anthem. It's a small book, but it
probably
so
the easiest to read of all her books and the most concise.
And it just lays it out, Mark. No, I make a steady habit of going to the used bookstore, and the books that I know are full of truth, you can buy them for next to nothing. Then when you start a conversation with someone, you can give them a book and say, here, read this. If you have any questions, you know, I'll answer what I can, but, you know, it's like you said, it lays it out. So just, Gulliver's Travels, Charlotte's Web, for goodness sake. You know, that little spider that was weaving the web, old Wilbur, the pig. People are gullible, Wilbur. They'll believe anything if it's written down, you know. Anyway, I'll listen to your comments on it.
Well, those are very good comments. And I'm going to point to something today that is perhaps more current. But your thoughts are quite valuable there, John.
Let me just say this, and then I'll be gone. Okay, we need less isms. Even so far as capitalism. Capitalism is no better than socialism. It's just the other end of the dialectic. What we need, Lark, is more itties, and there's not very many itties. Like Christianity.
Well, we know all isms are false. They're simply schools of thought. But for most individuals, they really are false. However, we live in a time when many people buy into these isms. In fact, they buy into many. And they fool themselves and they fool others with their nonsense. I think we're going to go to break here. John, appreciate your thoughts. You can hang on if you wish.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Gentlemen, John, are you still with us there? Oh, very good. Tom in Brooklyn. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well, Lark. I hope you're doing well.
I am. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, lovely. I was listening to what John had to say, a reevaluation of the children's fairy tales and everything. Is a wonderful idea for the simple reason that a lot of those things were written at a time where you could not jest with the king in his court. You didn't have freedom of speech. And a lot of things where the writers or the orators that would tell these stories would always say, well, of course you realize that's only a children's fantasy and that this was only a fairy tale. The Lilliputians aren't really trying to tie down government, you know, that kind of stuff. But I called you for a specific reason.
I just want to say Jonathan Swift was a very perceptive and cryptic writer for his time, though. I think we can all admit that.
Oh, yeah,
but
absolutely.
Please continue.
Absolutely. But I'm going to ask you for a favor, and I'm going to ask you this that other people might understand what you're talking about. You and I both share something. We have a love of rare books, and we both own libraries. And what I would like you to do, Mark, you're an articulate, well-informed individual, all right? I would like you to publish your book list just so that people can understand or that we could point people to certain books, because when everything goes down, all we're going to have left is the books, so we might as well have them on our shelves.
Well, as you know, the thrust of my research generally surrounds meme theory, the art of memetics, and what I call religio-philosophy.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll go to larkintexas.blogspot.com,
okay.
What I have termed in the past the program notes page. This is where I assemble my notes in advance of every broadcast, every Saturday.
Okay.
And you will note, and this is with the assistance of some of our listeners, by the way. I have links to at least 50 books, if not 100 books, already posted online that people can read.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally make a habit of posting links to some of the favorite websites that I visit each and every week, because indeed my focus is rather specialized in many ways.
Well, that's basically how I profile a lot of our elected public officials. What I basically do is I research the professors that they studied under and what their book lists were.
Yes.
And I see where they formulated their how and when they formulated their opinion and what their influences were, so that this way you could actually forecast what they were going to think based upon the intellectual material that was made available to them.
Exactly, and that's why I force myself to study things like religions that are not of my own.
Well, that's what I basically do.
And same with philosophies.
From their writings, you will know them. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yes, because as you well know, they have constructed a model for a new world order based upon visions created from schools of thought that benefit this power elite, so-called.
More or less. More and more money and less hands. World government. Here's a little thing that I would like people to research. Everybody goes back. Everybody in our movement goes back to the Rothschilds and the evil Rothschilds of what the evil Rothschilds are controlling the money. Who's controlling the linguistics? Who's controlling the hoarding of knowledge? And who was the people behind the Rothschilds? One word.
Yes.
You know the one word?
Please.
Vatican.
Well, we're going to touch upon words today, Tom. I hope you'll stay tuned. If you wish, you can stay on.
Sure. You know, I mean, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to remind you about the book lists and how important it is, because remember something. When they erase the knowledge from the Internet, the only knowledge other than the word of mouth will be what's left on your shelf.
Well, I would hope that you, as well as the listeners, will take note. The links that you'll see at the Just American program notes page are there for the world to see. I've even enabled comments. And I invite anyone who wishes to email me at any time, LarkinTexas@gmail.com. You'll find I'm very responsive. I'm a full-time researcher anymore.
Yeah,
but
me
thanks
too.
Thanks for calling, Tom. It's good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you.
Bye now. And we'll pick up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't come around knocking at my door. I don't love you anymore. You won't go bowling. And don't you call me on the telephone. You know I want to be home. I'd probably to be bowling.
So I made mention of maxims of law. He who seeks the benefit must stand to the burden. Every man is presumed to intend the natural and probable consequences of his own voluntary acts. The agreement of the parties makes the law of the contract. The agreement of the parties overrides the law. No injury is done by things long acquiesced in, because long sufferance is construed as consent. Which is another way of saying complacence or silence equates to complicity, hence consent. Now, we visited these maxims of law in our inaugural broadcast entitled Diogenes, back in August, most especially when I read from the article referencing the 1984 book entitled Invisible Contracts, Law as Legalized Slavery, by the late Georges Mercier. Recall the admission of our lawyer friend. To paraphrase, I'm in too deep, and I'm unable to free myself from an unconscionably corrupt system in which I'm regrettably enslaved. Now, that same admission could have come from your average politician, your average school teacher, fireman, policeman, sheriff, U.S. military person? Or your everyday drug dealing doctor? Or out-of-control military contractor? The corporate flunky who rationalizes everything he does that he says is good, because he's, after all, entitled to earn a living. And what his betters say goes. Didn't they use that defense at Nuremberg? Just following orders. U.S. military. Your average medium to large to multinational corporation. Is that what we do today? We follow orders. Doesn't sound like an American spirit that I was imbued with. So now that the mind control has taken, let the games begin. But let's first have another go of that unseemly, crazily named game of one-upmanship, the real-world application of which is the art and science of mimetics, informed by meme theory. And consider the application of what I call religio-philosophy, authoritarian construct, and what James Mackey called extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds. Albeit here, we will likewise consider it under the rubric of communitarian socioeconomics, and not merely within the context of stock speculation, stock manipulation, or of stock bubbles alone. Live stock of the humankind, ladies and gentlemen, you may recall, is the tragic consequence of the bandwagon or lemming effect and of age-old human farming. For an expansion of this realization, see the YouTube short entitled The Story of Your Enslavement by Stephen Molyneux, and an advocate for a nonviolent form of anarchism. Because man desired for himself an audience, then affirmation of his prowess, because he feared estrangement, so much more, so beside himself, that somewhere along that primrose path, what might have curbed his narcissism, his many other failings, was finally made manifest by his own undoing. When the signposts beckon your own enslavement, will you too be seduced by that same some siren song, forlorn and so cold? Democracy, ladies and gentlemen, equals mobocracy, equals gangsterism. Socialism equals gangsterism, equals parasitism, and your enslavement to an organized crime system of cultural, educational, Marxist communism, coupled with gangster or crony capitalism, plus corporatism or economic fascism. It's all socialism, today called communitarianism. A veritable, verifiable dictatorship of the community. Thus, communitarianism, I know that word is difficult to say, is said to be so perfect that no other Hegelian synthesis need arise. Communitarianism equals gangsterism equals slavery. This is the slave master's final solution for their neo-feudal, totalitarian, socialist system of one world governments. And so, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your nightmare. If you haven't heard, we will all too soon be so immersed living it that escape from it will have been made impossible. Only you, the single individual, can prevent this from becoming your reality that is your life. And there is never any better time to begin than the present. Step by step, just one small step at a time. And remember, you are not what you think. You are not what you say. But you are what you do. Another way of saying to yourself, reject all labels which bind you to dishonorable contract, because those labels with which you attach to or associate with are restrictive and binding, and likewise do they compel or force compliance, complicity. Far too expensive a proposition, when you stop to think it through, for you to even consider. And remember, too, the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of the Gulag Archipelago, who ought to know, when he so wisely said, simple step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the capital W, we. One word of truth outweighs the world. Also, the very experts who inform and educate you are the very people who are most indoctrinated, because they have agreed somewhere along the line to become members of the corporate club, swearing somewhere along the line to lie and betray in order to keep their jobs, their status, or social positions, and reaching the point somewhere along the line where they just don't remember what happened to them. These Americans are properly labeled by others, and that which they'd most vehemently deny. They are members of a group, thus the manufactured products of brainwashing, indoctrination, groupthink. Renee in North Carolina, how are you today?
I called to give you a huge high five. Hallelujah. The thing is, it's like the way you mentioned all those professions earlier who lie to themselves. You know, they, whenever people are, you know, part of the problem, but they don't want to see they're part of the problem, they resort to these cliche memes like, oh, don't take it personal. It's just business. Or, I have a mortgage to pay. And somehow they seem to think this gets them off the hook for their immoral behavior. This is how strict I am, because I've just had enough. I am particularly sick of people who take an oath to the Constitution, be they military, police, or whatever. You know, when they take that oath, there's no exemptions under there that says, when it's easy, when it feels good, when it's good for my career, or when it doesn't interfere with, like, me feeding my children, even that. There's no exemptions under there. But when it when the decision time gets tough, all we hear are a bunch of excuses. The very people we're told we're supposed to respect and are protecting us, when we just ask them to speak truth to power, I'm not asking them to charge a machine gun nest. Speak truth to power. They go from being vicious, brave heroes that would charge into battle to simpering cowards who are running to hide under the porch. And the thing is, you just nailed it, and I've felt so alone with these thoughts about all these people who are really part of the problem because they're going along to get along. And, you know, they always have some ready excuse because they don't want to feel the pain of legitimate guilt in their conscience, so they rationalize or blame their victim or you name it in order to not see what they really are. So bless you for what you said earlier today.
Well, thank you so much. I know many people don't realize that socialism goes left and right. There's corporatism or fascism. There is communism. What de Tocqueville called soft despotism or democracy. Democracy, of course, is a fraud. I mean, these people that are in government today do not represent my interests, not in the least. Your thoughts there, Renee?
Yeah, the isms can be used for evil. That's why I'm like you. I don't get into the isms, and people still, a lot of the patriots get caught in all the isms. I don't, because you know what? You can use either one to steal if you're immoral. Capitalism, socialism, it just don't matter. If you're immoral and you want to use the system to steal, you will find a way.
Well, if we lived in a moral society, and if as the Christians say, America's a Christian country, we would adhere to the Christian moral code, or just the moral code of the Golden Rule, which, as I understand it, was also referenced in several places in the Old Testament. So perhaps it precedes the New Testament.
And it's just so simple.
I'm sorry?
It's just so simple. One sentence. If you just do unto others as you would have them do unto you, honestly, though, without making excuses, because people lie to themselves here, okay? Because I've confronted people with this before. I say, well, would you like me to have done that to you? And they, well, I wouldn't have minded. It's obviously something that's bad, okay? But the thing is, if people would honestly just follow that rule, you don't do something to somebody else that you wouldn't be thrilled to have it done to you, boy, what a wonderful world it would be.
Well, you are so right. I hope you'll stay with us for the rest of the broadcast and listen in. I want to get to three words and couple them with the acronym ART, Tension, Reputation, and Trust. And I think we're getting to the nitty-gritty, Renee, of dissecting this societal malaise that we experience today, this wave of organized crime. Wouldn't you agree? Thank you, callers. Today, these allegedly good corporate 14th Amendment citizens, taxpayers, residents, persons, technocrats, syndicalists, and volunteers are themselves enmeshed in a massive crime wave unprecedented in human history. They are the captured booty of a transgenerational gang of murderous, unscrupulous pirates, racketeers, until finally have they become present-day communitarian slaves, trapped within a, quote, global-to-local collaborative governance or micromanagement schema, unquote, for which their own participation has seemingly been made mandatory. We will return in a moment.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Our last three-part series, entitled Impolitic, I said we would next touch upon meme theory, the art of memetics, and memetic warfare. In Zombie Apocalypse, you'll find reference to more than 100 reviews of a 2011 book called Virus of the Mind, The New Science of the Meme by Richard Brody. Richard Brody was the developer for Microsoft Word. You'll find very useful links on today's Solid Ground page as well. That's larkintexas.blogspot.com. Please brush up on some of these things, and we'll continue this discussion related to Solid Ground next week. In the meantime, consider those words, counteract, or contract, the only law worth remembering. Consider my spelling for that word economy and well-beingness. And next week we'll discuss in depth what these words mean. We'll discuss a few more acronyms because our mission is to drill down to the source of our societal malaise. In the meantime, I pray all of you will support this network. I promise you, those naysayers, those skeptics in your orbit, if they only listen for a few days or a week to Republic Broadcasting Network, I think the chances are very good that they will become listeners and participants just like you. Please consider the offerings on that webpage. Link to momstuff.posteris.com. And let's work to make this pledge drive meaningful. I think we owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to our children and grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in today. Do stay tuned to RBN. The next